We're talking about you appointed them when they had a mun. That's the way some of Farshim learn. Not like the Korban Edo, the Shikli Yeslans like that. We're talking about now Kleimah. Shekdisha Tamimim, you were Magdisha when it was a Tam, for Humamu, and you waited till first it became a Balmum, and then you were Podim. And it's not like Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Since you were Magdish these animals when they were Tam, even though you meant to give it to the Bedek Abayis, automatically it becomes a Kedusha Zagufa on it. And you can't be Podim with it until first it gets a Mum. Rabbi Yossi Bishem Rabbi Chizda Masni learns like this. On the Masnitz and Armor Cain, I'll bring you Raya from a Mishnah like this also. The Mishnah says, V'lodon v'chovon, also liachet pejoinim. Says no, no, the Mishnah says not like that. It says that this animal that you makdish b'dek abayis, even later when you poydu it after it gets a mum, the vlad and the cholov, the milk, is still osur. So you see, when you makdish it mechila for the b'dek abayis, automatically it was chal kedushas aguf on it, like a real carbon. And even though later it gets a mum and you poydu it, the din is you're only allowed to be poydu it la'ochlo, to eat it and not for giza, not for avoidum. What comes out of it, the yoytzim, is still awesome. Rabbi Chizkiyo b'shem Rabbi Yossi, kotche bedek abayis, she'apodon t'mimin yotzim l'chulin. He feels like Rabbi Yochanan, that kotche bedek abayis, if you took this animal, even though it was a tam, and you were makdish it l'bedek abayis, you have a right to be poydu it even before it becomes a balmum, and yotzim l'chulin. That's like Rabbi Yochanan learned before. In Tamar, it says like this, if you're going to tell me, if you want to tell me, no, once you makdish this animal, even though only is a bedek abayis, you want to tell me automatically gets a dink duch saguf, and you can't be poydurit at all, as im time lo yaslechulin, you can't be poydurit, calls the man at the tam, you have to first word till it comes about mum, heich kotshe mizbeach, chalin, al kotshe bedek abayis. Oy bazoi, how does the Mishnah say that when you makdish your animal a bedek abayis, we say the etzer is, sell it to people that want to bring a korban oilo. And they'll use it for an oilo. And then with... How could the Kedushas Mizbeach be Chalon Kedushas of Bedek Abayis? So Mishnah says what you morchul tzorcha yerlis, v'yim came, it's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. That you were first makdishes animal, you gave the kedushas bedek abayis. If you're going to tell me that kedusha can never come off it, so how could you sell it to somebody else to use it for korban olam? Like the first kedusha never went off it. Elamayit Sarayon, when you sell it to somebody else, you're like being poisoned with them. So all the kedusha goes off it. Therefore, the new person can use it for the korban olam, and with the money you give over to the bedek abayis. But if you tell me now you can't be poisoned with it, how could the next person use it? And the korban olam says, and tamer. The Im Nem, if you're going to tell me, lo yotz l'chulin, this bedek abayis cannot be go l'chulin, and came the yerla b'kdushas bedek abayis kaimin. This animal always has its kedusha on it. Habazoy eich tanan hanos al mishnah learn, the Reb Leza, zichorim shuktash l'bedek abayis. A person that had a male animal, he was makdash l'bedek abayis. So the mishnah says, according to Reb Leza, yemachru l'tzorche zivcha yerlis, sell it to people that want a korban oilah, and they can use it for their oilah. But the kasher is, if the first kedushas bedek abayis does not go off it, how could you put a new korban oilah on it? A new kedushas oilah? Elamai Tzaraya, the first kedushas bedek abayis goes off it. When you sell it to that person, he gives you money, he appointed it with the money, that the kedusha goes totally off the animal. Therefore, the animal is like chulin, and the new person, when he buys it for the purpose of using it for korban oilah. This will be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be poida the behemah of bedek abayis, even though it's tam. So the Gemara, Balei Mumin, Kotshei Mizbeach Chal Oleihem. Let's say somebody is Makdish a Baal Mum. You have an animal that's a Baal Mum, and you Makdish it now. So the Gemara is saying, now Yishalmi is saying, Kotshei Mizbeach Chal Oleihem. The Kedusha Zagufa, Kotshei Mizbeach is Chal upon this animal. What's Negeitu? The Kuri can't use it for carbon. So what's Negeitu? So Gemara says, Leida Mila. What is it negate to? Like, leizet dover chalalein kedushas mizbeach. What do we do with it? Like, you can't bring it for korban, it's a baal mum. So what do you mean it's chal kedushas mizbeach on it? And the Gemara legiza lavoida. It means that you can't shear off, you can't use the wool, but you can't work with it. That's called kedushas aguf. And what it means to say is even after you poider it. Now that's the locha by psuli amigdoshim. When you poider psuli amigdoshim, since at one time it had kedushas aguf, you are never allowed to use the Giza or use the Avoidah. That's the Chiddush here. This payment that's about Mum, when you mark the shit for the Bedek and for the Mizbeach, it's Chalak Dusha so strong that even later when you poider it, you're still not allowed to use the Giza, the wool, or you can't use it for work. You could only be poider with the Shechter to use it to eat it, but not to work with it. But if it only would have been a Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, then when you poider it, his mamish goes out to Chudu Lagamri. So this man Yarmah, the Gemara is holding now, you could be Makdish or Baal Mum, and it has a Kedusha's Mizbeach on it. Gemara, what about Hifrish Nekevel or Lossi? What about somebody who's Mafrish on the Keva for his Korban Oila? Which the Chur, it's not Chal, because you can't bring a female for an Oila. An Oila is only from a Zohar. Or else Lepiskei, somebody was Makdish in a Keva for his Korban Pesach, which is also not Chal. A Korban Pesach is only a Zohar. Uli Hashamai for Korban Oshim, which is also only a Zohar, not in a Keva. So what's the Loche? He took this Nekeva, this female animal, and he was Makdish for one of these three purposes. It is the Loche Oise Tzmura. The Tanakhama goes to Shitosai, just like he says by a Baal Mum, the Kedushas Aguf is Chal, who are then by an Akeva for these things also with Chal Kedushas Aguf, and you could even make Tamura. If you take another animal and say, Hare Zukizu, it's like a Chal Adin Tamura on the next animal. In other words, Chal Kedushas Aguf on this Akeva. Even though you can't bring it for Korban, still it's Chal Kedushas Aguf on it. Yeah, the Shimon Naime, no. Li'elosai Oise Tamura. If you're meant to take the Nekeva, the female, for a Korban Olam, then he's made the Kedushas Chal on it, and you could make a Tzmura from it. But if you only took this Nekeva, and you had in mind to make it for Korban Pesach or a Korban Oshim, then it's not Chal at all. It has no Kedushas Aguf, and you can't make a Tzmura. Hey, there's a difference between for the purpose of an Olam or the purpose of a Pesach and an Oshim. We'll soon see what the difference is. That's the standard of Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that lo loser le pischer la shomoy ein o yoise tamur. He holds no. It's not chal kedushas aguf at all. If you took this female and you said it should be for korban oila or it should be for a pesach or for an oshem, since they can't come from the kevois, it's not chal at all. There's no kedushas aguf chal. It's only like a regular bedek abayis, and you can't make no tamur on it. So kitzel, you have three way machlokes here. You have what Tanakhama learned that for any one of these three purposes. When you makdish in the keva for any one of these three purposes, it's chal kedushas aguf on the keva, and it could make tamura. Reb Shimon said only for an oila and not for a pesach and an oshim, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said it's not chal for any one of these purposes. Now what's the machlokes? Omer Reb Yechonon, time of the Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's chilik between a korban oila and a pesach and an oshim? That if you made this keva for a korban oila, it's chal kedushas aguf, but for a pesach not. He says she came matzino nekeva ba'if k'sheira lova yolam, because there is a case that for korban oila could be kosher within the keva. You know what? By birds, when you want to bring an oif, a bird for korban oila, there the Torah didn't make any chiluk between the keva. Like we say, the zachrus was only said by behema, not by oifis. His oifis have no din mum and have no din zachrus. Was only said by animal and not by behema. Like we said, yamamar tamos the zachrus the behema v'yein tamos the zachrus v'yoif. There's no halach when you bring a korban oila from an oif, from a bird, that it has to come from a zocher, it has to be a tam. It could even be a baal mum, it could even be in a keva. So the kid says, since in a keva has some shaykhis to a korban oila, a kolpon by the bird, therefore by the animal also. If you take the keva of an animal and make it for an oila, it's chal kedushas aguf on it. Even though you can't use it to bring for korban oila, but kedushas aguf is chal on it, and a kapa nasmin you can make tamur on it. That's what Shimon Svara. Mashenkin for a pesach for an oshim, there's no way in the world that he could bring it for an akeva, from an akeva, therefore it's not chal kedush at all. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonon, time of the Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, what's his time to say no kedush is chal at all? Because in min b'minoi, hu cholik olov, we'll soon see Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger Kiddush, that even the same type of a min, lamoshal, a korban pesach is only brought 1 year old. Let's say you take a 2 year old animal and say he raised the kedush is pesach, even though it's a zocher. He old is not chal at all. So even though it's the same min, it's a zocher, but since it's too old, it's not chal at all. So the Gemara is saying kol shechein min b'shein aminay. For sure, in our case, we understand why Rabbi Yehuda says nothing is chal. If you take this nekeva and say harezul lepesach or harezul oila, since in the nekeva the chal is not the right min for the animal, pshita no kedusha is chal at all. And now ezeo min b'minay. Where's the case that he says even by min b'minay, you have the right male, you have the right zocher animal? Still nothing is chal. Shu cholak olov, ki hoda detani. We learned like this. Oshon ben shona. The Lach the least certain Hashamais have to come from 1 year old. The Heavy Ben Shtayim, by mistake you brought a 2 year old animal. Or else Ben Shtayim, certain Hashamais is supposed to bring the Dafka 2 year old animal. The Heavy Ben Shalish, and you brought a 3 year old animal, is La Yotza. Tanakam says you're not Yotza, the carbon is not Chal at all. Now, Reb Shimon Aimer, Kolatzman and Kedushin. Reb Shimon says a bigger Kiddush, that is not even Chal Kedush at all. No Kedush is Chal at all. You see, Reb Shimon. You see, Reb Shimon holds what? That even though it's the same min, it's mamish a zachar, but since it's too old, no kedush is chal at all. So for sure in our case, when you're taking a keva, and you want to make it into a korban or to a pesach or to an oshim, that bechal is not the right min, no kedush is chal at all. Not even to make a tamura, no kedush is guf is chal at all. So these are the three machlokesim. Maromer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Dover Echad. They're both saying the same thing. As Rabbi Yeshua now Mishnah says that when you makdish the animals, you're meant to give it over to the Mizbeach. Kamad Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Nikeva Liyola, Lekitcha, Elehegdish Domim, Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar, Nikeva Liyola, Lekitcha, Elehegdish Domim. And where do we have this Rabbi Yeshua? It's not this. Where do we have this Rabbi Yeshua? He's like this, the Kurd talking about it. Rabbi Yeshua the Mastis in the Yomar is Nikevois, Yemochu Tzorche Zivche Shlomim, Vyavi Bidimeyem Oila. As Rabbi Yeshua's svara was, when you makdish the animals, so they have to go for the Mizbeach. So if you have Nikevos, you have to sell them the Tzorche Shlomim, and with the money you buy a Korban Oila. So as if to say, what Nikevos? Liyola, loykitche, ela hegdish domim. That when you makdish this nekeva, now so Rabbi Yeshua's for the Mishnah is when you makdish in the chosim stam. If you have animals, you meant to say they should be kodesh begamri l'Hashem. You meant to say the whole animal should go on the mizbeach. That's why the nekeva you can't drink for korban shlomim, because the shlomim not the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. A shlomim some part is eaten by the kanim, by the bailim. See, Rabbi Yeshua says, what do? This nekeva now you have to make it into an oila. Now, it itself can't be an oila. So what you have to do is sell the money, sell the animal for an ishlamim, and with the money you buy a carbon oila. So you see what? That when you're making a keva for an oila, it's not chal kedush at all, but rather sell it, and just with the money you buy a carbon oila. As came Reb Shimon Amar, nekeva liyela lekitcha lehegdish domin. When you're mounting in a keva for the purpose of being a carbon oila, it's not chal any kedush aguf on the animal. Therefore, you have a right to sell the animal right now, even though it's a tam, and with the money, you could buy kabonis with it. You're only meant to be makdish domin. Because in time of kodesh, kedush is aguf, because if you're going to tell me that when you makdish this animal, the keva, even though you want it to be a korban oila, it's chal the kedush is aguf, how does the Mishnah say you're allowed to sell it to somebody to use it for korban shlomim? Is yiru? You should have had a first wait till you pasture it in the fields, until it becomes a balmum, and then you could first be poider it. Because if this nekeva now, when you went to be makdashin, you meant to bring it for korban oila, it's chalak dush saguf on it, so you can't sell it to someone to bring for korban shlomim, because once it's chalak dush saguf on it, you can't get off the dush saguf until first it becomes a balmum. So it's a raya in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds no, that even though you makdash this nekeva, you meant to make it for korban oila, but we say no kedush saguf is chal on it at all. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it the way it is right now for somebody to use it for korban shlomim, even though it's a time you could be poydrit, and with the money you use to buy a korban oila. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon both say the same svara. And when you makdish in a keva, no kedush saguf is chal on it at all, only a kedush is domin. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Ani roya es dibur Rabbi Shimon bepesach. I like any roya es dibur Rabbi Shimon bepesach. I don't like what Rabbi Shimon says about like for korban pesach. Rabbi Shimon says about korban pesach, if you took in a keva and said it should be a pesach, no kedush is chal at all. So Rabbi argues and says, Shamoisa Pesach bo shlomim. You'll swear no. L'chura about if a leftover korban pesach becomes a shlomim. So b'zoi, when you're makdish in a keva to be for korban pesach, it should be chal the kedusha on it. Because for shlomim, the keva is roi. So since a pesach has shaykhah to a shlomim, which could be brought from a keva, when you're makdish in a keva for a pesach, there also some kedusha should be chal on it. Just like we said before, by the oila, it's since by Olas Haif you can bring in a keva, by Olas Beim also it's Chal Kedusha. Here also, since a Korban Pesach could come out to be a Shlomim, and a Shlomim is from an Akeva, so when you put an Akeva to be a Korban Pesach, something should be Chal. For Leina in, and Iroyah Dibri Rav Shimon B'Yoshim, so if you're asking the question about a Korban Pesach, you should also ask about a Korban Oshim also. You should have said you don't like Rav Shimon's chat about a Korban Oshim. Why not? She'amoysa Oshim bo'ayla. Because the leftover money from a Korban Oshim goes for an Oyla. And you're telling me now by a Korban Oyla, since the birds come from an Akeva, so an Akeva has Shaychus for Korban Oyla. And an Oshim has Shaychus for Korban Oyla. Because the leftover Korban Oshim goes for Korban Oyla. So Bezoi, an Akeva should have Shaychus for Korban Oyla, a Korban Oshim also. Just like you say an Akeva has Shaychus for Korban Pesach. Because a Moisa Pesach is Boshlomim, a Moisa Oshim is Bo'oyla. And an oila sometimes in the keva is brought by the birds. So in a keva has shaykhah to an oshim also. Has the Gemara posture the chilek. Ein gufa korv oila. Shemai sashim oila. Ye om revavin im hegdish pesach boshlomim gufa korv shlom. There's no tushyam. By the korv and pesach was left over after pesach. The actual korban itself, the goof of the animal, you're allowed to bring for korban shlamin. That's why we say nekeva has shaychus to Pesach. Benhigdish oshem, but when you makdish this oshem, bo oila, does it itself become oila? And goof of korav oila. The goof of the korban oshem doesn't come from oila. It's halacha, you have to be yoror shistoivu. You have to wait for the meister of oshem to get a balmum and you poider it. And with the money you buy a korban oila. But since the animal of the Oshim itself never comes from Leila, that's why Oshim never has Shaykh to an Akevon. Mashenken, the Korban Pesach itself sometimes comes from a Shlomim, which a Shlomim comes from an Akevon, it's considered an Akevon as Shaykh to a Korban Pesach. The more my Kedoyim. In other words, my Kedoyim means claim of my, what's the Machloik between the Shimon and Reb Lezer? What's the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer? My kedoyim, what's this machlokes? Hin Omar Hegdish Domim, Hegdish. One says when you're meant to be, and what's the machlokes like in our Mishnah between Hegdish, between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon? That one says when you're meant to be Makdashit, you're meant to be Makdashit le Domim, that's all. The Hin Omar Hegdish Gufen, and not in our Mishnah. Who means the last machlokes here? The command was, Michael the Shalom was, but my plea is on account of Reb Shimon. In the case we take in the cavus and you mark the shit loyla, is a chal the kedusha or not? What's the machlokes? So he norman one says, Tanakam is sova, kedusha is domim kodesh. You only meant to make a kedusha domim on it. Afilu ain't a well kedusha domim, oise tamura. Still is chal tamura. Why? The migu the nachtle kedusha domim, kodesh nam kedusha saguf. That's the Tanakam is sova. Even though this is not roi, it's a balmum or it's in the cavum, it's not roi. So you're only meant to be magdashit for domim, but that's the klal. Migo that it's chal gdushas domim, automatically it's chal gdushas aguf on it, negate to what? That tamura could be chal. That's the Tanakama. That's the Tanakama. And if Shimon holds not like that, the lotion here is, the hein omar, hegdish guf vay hegdish. If Shimon sovnei dafke migdish gdushas aguf, metchilhu de kodesh luriya, ulu tamura. Avodushas domim loyd larmin amigo. Reb Shimon does know for amigo. Here you took this balmum, or you took this akeva, that's not roy for the kedusha, it's not chal at all, he does know for amigo. It's only chal kedushas domim, that's all or nothing more. So the machlokes is, do you say amigo that's chal kedushas domim? Automatically it's chal kedushas aguf, or you don't say that slur. That's the machlokes. Mar Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Time of Reb Yeshua. What's the time of Reb Yeshua back to our Mishnah? That Reb Yeshua in the Mishnah says, when a person is makdish the animal, even though he only set it down, he meant to give it over to the mizbeach, and mele it has to be brought for korban oila. Well, the pasuk says like this: Davar el aroin v'yabonov v'yakol bnei Yisrael v'yamatru aleihem ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yakrov l'Hashem l'yoila. To bring a korban oila is hakel korav loila. Everything you want could come for korban oila. Anything you want comes for korban oila. Lirat Seinchem, Tomim Zohar, Korban Oila. Hakol Korv Loila. Lirat Seinchem, Tomim Zohar, Mizvinayin Afil Nekavis. How do we know he even Makdash in a Kavah? that also has the douches of guf on it. Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, Ba'boker, l'rabis es nekevus. That even when you makdish in the keva, stam, you also meant to give it for kedushas oila. That's why Rabbi Shua says in the Mishnah, when a person was makdish in the keva, what does he have to do with it? To bring it for korban oila itself, you can't, because the keva doesn't come from oila. So you have to sell it to someone that wants to use it for shlamin, and with the money you get, you buy a korban oila. So you see, when you makdish in the keva stam, you also mean the shouldn't have a kedushas to be used for a korban oila. How do we know that? From this pasuk, Tamalim ba'boker, ba'boker, l'rabis es nekevus. So that's his pshat. And anytime you want to be makdish stam animals, it has to go for korban oila. Because the mile of a korban oila is kulul Hashem. You want the whole thing to be put on the mizbeach, not to have part to be eaten and part to be put on the mizbeach. We have Yitzchak Ber Yablezer Shoyel. Ksiv Zohar, V'yata Mata Babokal Rabbis is Nekevois. Like he asked the question. The Pasuk says clearly, Dabra Larma Borov Yav Kobanai Yisrael, V'yata Loyim, V'yata Yisrael, Shadak Hashem Oila. They said, L'Sarim Chem Tomin Zohar. Clearly, tomim zocher. He says clearly, we're talking about a zocher. So how could you say from the word baboker is common to include even the kevum? Like it's like from the pasuk. The answer is back. That's not shver. The pasuk says clearly dafkur etam. For the animals etam. The yatomat. You're telling me a drosha baboker l'rabas bali mumim. You see, it could be mamber bali mumim. So even though the pasuk says mum tam, still with the drosha we say it includes also a bal mum. Here also, even though the pasuk is clearly a zocher, with an extra pasuk of babokor, we say it even means the cave also. The Gemara may benayu. What's the chil between both of them? And the Gemara, Rav Oma shavto dedachtecho b'neyin. There's a chil if somebody is makdish like a needle that they use to weave with. Naratainu eats horgan, a wood that people use to weave with. That's the machlekes. There's a big chilik that nekevus. Now, what's the chilik between nekevus and balmum? That's really the question. How come by an akeva we say the kedushas aguf is chal on it, but a balmum the kedusha is not chal? So saying there's a big difference between an akeva and a balmum. Because the akevas are koponim, are roilim is bech korban acher. Even though an akeva can't come from an oila, but an akeva could be for korban shlomim. So an akeva has shaykhs to the kedushas is bech. That's why kedushas aguf is chal on the akevas. Mashenkin balimumim are not shaykh for anything. The bechal can't be put on the mizbeach. Therefore, they have no kedusha at all. That's the chilek between Balamun and the Kaver. We have Lezer Waimei Yimachru. We have Lezer says in the Mishnah what you have to sell them. Now, this was by the end of the Mishnah that Reb Lezer said, Yimachru l'sorchei oisri hamin. That if you have, somebody has wine or oil or birds in his rishus and he's makdish them, so Reb Lezer says you have to sell them for the tzorchei oisri hamin, the yovit b'dimeyam oilis. And with the money of it, you bring the korban oila. Mashma though, but if you have birds, you cannot bring the birds themselves for the korban oila, for an oifos, but rather you have to sell them for people that want to use them for a korban, and then with the money you have to bring a korban oila. Well then if you have yenos, you have wine or oil, you have to sell it for people that would use it for their mincha, for their nesachim, and with the money you bring it for the korban oila. So Gemara says now, Rabbi Avuha b'shem b'shem b'lokish, time of the Rebbe Lezer, what's the time of Rebbe Lezer? That even though you makdish the birds, we say the birds themselves cannot be used for a korban oila. Even though usually oifos could be bought, you could have a korban oila, but here these birds cannot be used for the korban oila itself. But rather, you have to sell them, and with the money you bring a korban oila. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Dabur al aron v'yabonov, asher yakrivo l'Hashem loila." So we darshin ha'koil korav oila. Is everything that you makdish, you have to use it for a korban oila. Maybe even if somebody is makdish a bird, and he says tam harezul lehegdish, he means to say even the birds also should go for korban oila. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says baboker, an animal. We dash in voloy oifis, and not birds. In other words, when you makdish in a chosum stam, that we say it should be used for a korban oila, it means it should be sold, and with the money buy an animal for korban oila, and not to use the bird itself for the korban oila. Gemara says now, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, have the Yasivin, they were sitting, the Amrin, and they said, the Amrin Taman, they said like this, they asked like a question really, Taman Omer Rabbi Yechanan, before Rabbi Yechanan said, time of the Rabbi Shimin, Shekei Nekeva, Sheboyev Kesheira, Lava Yerla. Before Rabbi Yechanan explained, what's the time of Rabbi Shimin, that he says, if you take a Nekeva, a female animal, and say, Harei Zula Oila, so we say it is chal kedushas aguf on the animal, And there is a din tamura. Why? Even though the anekeva is not roi for korban eila, so Rabbi Yechon was mazba because our korbanim and anekeva could be brought for a korban eila by knife. By oifus, if you have birds, you want to make them up for korban eila, even an anekeva could be a korban eila. So since an anekeva has shaychet for korban eila, that's why when you make an anekeva, even though you meant to make it, it's an animal now, and an animal cannot be brought for the korban eila, but our korbanim gedush is chal. That was Rabbi Yechon and Hezba before. And the koi omar hochin. And here, Rabbi Yochanan says like this. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says that the pshat from Rabbi Elazar now Mishnah is when somebody is makdish the oifos has no kedusha on it at all. It only has kedushas domim the oifos. Therefore, you're allowed to sell them, and with the money you bring a korban eila. Sakam, he says before, if you makdish the mikveh, it has a kedushas aguf. And here he says, if you makdish the oifos, the birds, you only mean to make it a kedushas domim and not a kedushas aguf. In other words, what's the difference? Why by a mikveh? For a korban eila, we say it is chalak duches aguf. And when somebody is makdish the oifos, the birds, we say it means to go for a korban eila, which has to be brought for an animal, and therefore it has no kedusha at all. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabbi Yosi, kaimase, ki ho.